Shalom. This is Shelley Brim Oaks coming to you from beautiful Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Mother is taking this week to do some writing, and she asked me to come and share with you about a situation that my husband and I faced when we had lost our job, and it looked horrible. It was in, and so the Lord gave us specifically how to come out of it. The Bible says He'll show you the path of life, and so the Lord was faithful to show Bob and I and our two children the path of life. And in light of all the economic turmoil and things that people are facing, Mom thought it would just be a good idea if I'd share my testimony and give some Bible on the subject. You know, I guess number one, this could be titled Keys to Maintaining Success in Times of Stress, or it could be subtitled How to Have Heaven in the Home. And the scripture that we are using for our basis is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, where it says, "He who will love life," that's you and me, "he that will love life and see good days, oh, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile." One translation says, "He that would enjoy life and see happy days, let him keep or guard his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no deceitful words." We found in the Word this week that in Numbers it says that an evil report was brought back from the spies who said that we cannot possess the land. The Bible called doubt an evil report. And so you and I are to speak not words of doubt, but words of faith, words based upon the promise of God to enjoy and to see good days on earth. I shared with you about a vision the Lord gave me on the 23rd Psalm. And in His own words, He said it is an outline, a perfect outline, of how to have heaven on earth. Well, that would include, wouldn't you agree, wouldn't that include how to maintain success? Isn't heaven on earth maintaining success in times of stress? And so the first thing the Lord said about the 23rd Psalm is, He took the first words, "the Lord, the Lord, the Lord." To have heaven on earth, I must be Lord. I must be Lord in the new birth. I must be Lord in the words you speak, in the TV you watch, in your conversation, in your magazines. I must be Lord to have heaven on earth. And then He began to share with me about being led by the Spirit. To have heaven on earth and maintain success, we must know how to be led by the Spirit of God. He said, notice it says, "beside the still waters." In review, He said, we shared these things earlier, but just in quick review, He gave me the scripture reference of John's Gospel chapter 7, where it says, "out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, but this spake He of the Spirit." So the Spirit is likened to water. Then He referred me to Romans chapter 8, where it says, "for the Spirit bears witness." There's the still water, the bearing witness, with our spirit, not our intellect, not our head, but with our spirit, that we are the sons of God. And so He said, if you'll learn to be led by the Spirit of God, you will have heaven on earth. Many brides have gone down the aisle with a bridegroom at the end of the aisle waiting for her hand in marriage, but yet in their heart there was that scratching, there was that gnawing, there was that witness. As a Christian especially, you know that don't do it, don't do it, don't marry him. And if you overrode that, well, then it's a little more difficult to have heaven on earth. But God didn't make us robots. He gave us a free right to use our will, our chooser. But thank God we can choose life and we can choose to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And this includes all areas of life, not just your mate in life, but also your job, where you live, where you go to church. Being led by the Spirit of God is success. The Lord said to me, you can be going to church, you can be paying your tithes, you can be reading your Bible, you can be doing all that you know to do as a Christian. But if you're not led by my Spirit in being what I've called you to be, then you are miserable. And he was talking to me. And I know from a little girl that he has called me to teach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to travel for his glory, and for me to settle for anything less and say, oh, I'm tired of traveling. I just want a normal life. I just want to wear an apron and bake some cookies. And that's all good and wonderful. And I did that to raise two children. But the Lord has called me in a different season now. My children are grown. And I'm reminded of the scripture that says in Psalm, you'll bear fruit in season. And so my season has come, and it's important for me as an individual and for you to find out where you are in your season. Housewife, if you're home with your children, thank God you're still there with your children. That's a quick time in your life, and it passes so quickly, but it's the most awesome time to be led by the Spirit of God in raising them and in prayer and that following that inward witness. And then also the Lord Jesus said, have heaven in the home, it says he restoreth my soul. Now notice this isn't your spirit. This is your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. He reminded me of the scripture in Ephesians chapter 5. So I'm going to take the time to turn there. I had this beautiful round mahogany table in front of me with my big Bible of 26 translations on it. And so we'll turn to Ephesians chapter 5, and it says we'll begin reading with verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering, and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient. One translation says, no dirty jokes, no foul talk. We're talking about keys to maintaining success. Refrain your mouth from evil, but rather giving a thanks. And then it goes on to say again, chapter 5, it says, for ye, verse 8, were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children in the light. Verse 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So I remember, again, the 23rd Psalm, the Lord said to have heaven in the home, you must know where the dining room is. The dining room is not in heaven. The dining room is verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And there are no enemies in heaven. So the presence of our enemies, going back to Bob and I in my life, was in 1985, the oil economy had dropped. It affected our business. We lost everything. That morning, Bob said, "Say goodbye to the car, the house, the furniture. I called my mother-in-law. We're going to live with her." And that was not good news, as I saw him walk out the front door and would come back later that evening, and we would have this whole new phase of having nothing in our life. Christian, yes. Filled with the Holy Spirit, yes. Bible graduate, yes. But facing emptiness as far as losing it all, yes. And so I went to the kitchen, and I could hear my grandmother say, happiness is a hot meal. So I thought, well, faith is an act. At least I can act like I'm happy and make a hot bowl of oatmeal for my children. And so over the stove, I began to stir the oatmeal, and I said, "Lord, I know your thoughts are higher than my thoughts, and I need a high thought from heaven, and I'm asking you to give it to me." And instantly, as quickly as you snap your fingers, the thought said, "What you need is a good drunk." I thought it was a devil, so I bound it. And then I asked the Lord again to give me his thought. And he said, "On the day of Pentecost, I had my children filled with the Holy Spirit, so intoxicated. It wasn't just speaking in tongues. It was an outward evidence of something that was happening in their heart that people thought they were drunk, intoxicated." And he reminded me of Ephesians 5, "And be not drunk." And it says, "Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." This is his will. "And be not drunk with wine." He said, I did not say, "Do not be drunk, period." He said, I just said, "Don't be drunk with wine." And then he gave me a psalm. And he says, "I want you to be filled with the Spirit speaking." Filled with the Spirit speaking. Filled with the Spirit. I was filled when I was 13. He said, "Yeah, but you leaked out." So I began to speak with other tongues. And this song came out, and it went like this. "Someone's in the kitchen with Mama. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Mama. He's the Holy Ghost." And praise God, that was a psalm from heaven speaking to myself in psalms and hymns. And I became refilled with the Holy Ghost again. I had a revelation that the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Godhead who raised Christ from the dead, was in my kitchen. He is the Holy Ghost. And he was qualified to raise me from the financial disaster that we found ourselves in. And to maintain that victory, to maintain seeing good days, I had to refrain my mouth from speaking doubt, according to 1 Peter chapter 3, and maintain a spirit-filled life of speaking to myself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in my heart to the Lord, giving thanks always. Oh, praise God, brother and sister, to maintain victory, we must be giving thanks always for the promises of God. How Christ has redeemed us from the curse of poverty and sickness and disease. This is Shelley Brim Oaks coming to you today. I've appreciated this wonderful week with you. If you're interested in our series, Eat, Drink, and Be Merry, call or write Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org. We love you. Be blessed. Maintain a good life in Jesus' name. Amen.